Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Adrian Ramsey, the award-winning designer and creative force behind Adrian Ramsey Designs. Adrian, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Hey, Eric. The pleasure's all mine.
So tell us, Adrian, and tell the audience a bit about what led you to invest so much of your creativity into residential and commercial designs to get things underway today.
Thanks, Eric. Look, what happened was I worked out at quite a young age. I was only really good at one thing, and that was being creative. And design was my kind of my genre. And in doing that, I spent a lot of my time designing, just from being a child, just designing things like Western towns and things like that. And anyway, I'm dyslexic, so I wanted to go to university to study architecture, but I couldn't because I couldn't get the grades. And so I took off down a route of designing clothing and worked with all sorts of people all around the world designing clothing, and worked in big corporates as well as small companies. And then I had this desire to, I suppose, do something more meaningful. And not that clothing isn't meaningful. I certainly tried that out with America's Cup Yachts and Sir Edmund Hillary, people like that, where I worked in with these kind of super sports and super people that are really needy, you know, that they die if it isn't right. And that gave me a lot more purpose. But then I went, you know, I would really love to explore the space of designing homes for people in a far greater way. And so I set up a company to do that, and the rest is history. And look, we mainly work with people in their own homes. That's our, you know, to create a new home or to renovate an existing home. But the whole thing, the interaction with the people, decoding them, finding out what makes them tick, and then bringing that forward into a design that fits within their budget and fits within beyond their dreams and beyond their expectations. It takes them on a journey and creates a space for a family or for a couple or for an individual that has, I suppose, something. It's built around them. It's built to be, to evoke their emotions and stuff. And that is a real journey of joy and also quite a humbling experience to be able to do it. So I fell in love with the process and been doing it ever since.
How about that? That's pretty awesome. Tell us what excites you about approaching a new client. Talk to us about that.
Getting to discover who they are. And look, often if you've got joint clients like a couple, there's kind of an element of almost like marriage counseling in it. It's discovering one from the other, also learning the limit or the education or the style, the things that light them up as individuals, and then blending those two spaces or those two elements to create something that is not necessarily so uniquely, but to them it is uniquely theirs. So that decoding and understanding, I call it fishing, fishing for reactions and fishing for what makes something special to them, and then being able to take that from the level they understand and deliver it in a level above that, is that's the joy. That's the part that when I'm about to sit down with new clients, it's to go, okay, it's really exciting. It's like meeting somebody brand new, and you're going to peel back the onion on what it is that makes them excited, relaxed, all those moods and feelings that a home gives you. And if it's a commercial space, the same. The purpose, what will happen, how we can make it more purposeful, what will create a culture that takes it forward. And that's what you're doing in a family space or a home space as well, is what's the culture you're giving it, not just the aesthetics and the spaces, the culture. How do you create a flow in there?
And that is certainly interesting, your approach there, and really appreciate your sharing that as well. Now, not to hone in on anything negative, but what would you say frustrates you the most when dealing with a client brief?
Oh, it's a tough one, this one. There's so many things that that frustrate you. I think the biggest thing that really kind of puts you in a position where you have to re-educate them. And people don't know what they don't know. So we have to gently take people on a journey. And with a client brief, there is just about always a big disparity between the budget that they have and what the outcomes they want to achieve. The outcomes will always be way bigger. The dream, I always say this, the dream is always bigger than the budget, and it should be as well. It should be. It's the designer's job to actually compact and squeeze and shape that dream down into the budget. TV shows are probably the biggest sort of frustration, because they show something, you know, within 30 minutes to 1 hour of sort of from stage one to stage, say, 10 out of 20, you know, in an hour. And what happens is people don't realize that the process takes longer than that. The other thing that they do is they're heavily sponsored TV shows, so they're often not a true cost. So people say, oh, but we saw this happen on this show on TV, and they've got no reality between this is the cost of that and this is the time frame it took to get to those points. So that education part is probably the biggest frustration in the brief. But once you can show them some very quick workarounds and that you have their best interests at heart, that's the piece that you can break down more quickly. Everybody always asks for more than their budget. And it doesn't really matter how much money they have either, you know, from the super wealthy to the people who are scraping together just enough to do the job, they don't know how far it will go. It's like going down to the store and trying to buy, you know, a whole beast of a cow or something. You don't know by the time it's all cut up and butchered how much each piece is going to be individually. And we're trying to do that with people to get them through there. So that's the frustration level, is because it's something that you've got to take the time to educate them on, but gently also, because the process is about giving, not taking away. If that makes sense to you.
It certainly does make sense, and really appreciate you sharing that as well. Today we're joined by Adrian Ramsey, who is designer director of Adrian Ramsey Design House, an award-winning Queensland-based design studio designing custom new homes, renovations, and additions with a passion for delivering their clients' wants and desires with sustainable and livable design here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us a little bit about your design tours in the USA, and how do you feel Americans respond to your approach?
That's a great question, Eric. I find that they're really interesting. One of the things that I did was I've been traveling. I travel for my own design inspiration, and I have done for, I don't know, 20-something years. And one day I was on a design tour, which was run by the AIA in Austin, so the American Institute of Architecture, Austin. And I was in Austin, Texas there, which is a reasonably fast-growing area. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was walking through these homes. So they have around 14 homes that they open up. And I was walking through these homes, and I was with a friend of mine, and him and I were walking through, and as we're walking through, we're discussing different design points about this home in particular, one home in particular. And this couple, who I kind of spotted a couple of times behind me, said to me, "So what do you think makes that?" And I said, "Oh, construction-wise or emotionally?" And they were like, "What?" And I said, "Construction or emotionally?" And they said, "Well, tell us the difference." And I said, "Well, okay, well, tell me a bit about you first." So they told me a little bit about themselves, and they're from Houston. And I said, "Well, emotionally, this is changing our mood as we're walking through." I said, "It's something that Frank Lloyd Wright was a master of," and we went in one of Frank Lloyd Wright's homes. We were just in a beautiful architectural home. I said, "But this compression and expansion of space and how it changes your mood and your thinking." They're like, "Wow, we never realized that." And then we started talking a little more about these things, and they said, can we walk around with you? And for sure. I said, yeah, absolutely. If you want to hear, you know, any thoughts or anything, just ask. Yeah, by all means, join us. And so they wandered around with us, and they had tons of questions. And I got outside after I'd been through that particular house, and I was going to the next house. And they said, because there's 14 houses that you visit over 2 days, and so you're on a reasonably tight time frame. And they said to me, can we come to the next house with you? And I went, oh, look, yeah, we're going to whatever. But by all means, you know, follow along if you want. And I'm kind of in one mind going, do we really want them to be slowing my progress? And, you know, anyway, we said, oh, it's okay. We got in the car anyway. We drove off. They followed us. And we went to about 4 houses with them. And in it, they said, you know, we've learned so much about each house that we've gone and discovered it, found you, and then you've decoded things about these homes. It's just been fascinating for us. And, you know, in every one of those houses that I went to, I went and chatted to the architect and the builder as well and just sort of understood their project. And I got outside on the driveway and they said, are you going to come back to do this next year? And I went, yeah, I am actually. And they said, oh, we'd love to take part. And I said, what do you mean take part? And they said, we'd love to do it with you. And I went, oh, okay. Yeah, well, maybe. Let's see. Anyway, I got on the plane and I was flying home and I went, you know, that's kind of crazy. I could take, you know, half a dozen, 10 people around with me, and then they can go at their own speed and then just decode things, challenge the design, challenge the thoughts, challenge their thoughts as to what was right and wrong, why possibly it was done in a certain way. And in the one I did last year, again, I did a whole lot of stuff up north around Pennsylvania and stuff with Frank Lloyd Wright in Chicago with Frank Lloyd Wright, but I also went back to Austin. And when I was in Austin, I had an architect and his wife, as well as I had another couple of people who one of them was a doctor and the other one works in DC in government. And I had them who came with me and one other guy as well. And they came with me and we went round and they did half the houses that I did, but I would make the arrangement where we would meet next. And then we decoded things and we started to really look at things. And the other guy that was with me was, he's an investor, a developer. And so he had all this kind of investment development knowledge, but I had all this design knowledge. And between what we talked about and where we went, they were like, oh, wow. Well, I would have never have approached it that way. And even the architect who's been practicing, you know, in Austin and out in California for, I don't know, 10 years or more, he was like, oh, that's so interesting. And now most of it came from the fact that I've traveled a lot. I've studied this architectural thing a lot in Europe as well as in Australia, New Zealand, Asia, and in America, and see the flowing of styles. And just the fact that I would look at it differently and go, oh, you know, this is something like they do in France when they do da-da-da-da-da, or this is something like you would do in England, or this is something that would be more akin to, say, New York, but city, not upstate, or this would be more English influence because it's, you know, up in New England, Boston area or somewhere like that. Just those different levels of it. And they were like, oh, okay, I can see that. Okay, well, right. Well, and they're looking things up on their phone to check on me. But that part of it, really receptive. So this year I'm coming back and we're going to do a tour of Falling Water, which I've done before. So Frank Lloyd Wright's the most famous house in the world, Falling Water in Pennsylvania. And then also we'll go to Kentucky Knob, which is another one of Frank Lloyd Wright's homes that isn't far from Falling Water. And then there's also another place called Polymath Park, which has some homes of his apprentice, Frank Lloyd Wright's apprentices, and you can actually stay in them. You can actually stay overnight in these houses that were cutting edge for their time, little houses. So we're going to do that, and then basically that'll take about 3 to 4 days, and then we'll disband. And then I'm going to do another one down, and I'm going to go back to Austin to the AIA and Austin, their tour. and we will have VIP passes and all those kinds of things for that. And we will do some talks with some of the better known architects around Austin, and maybe some from the Dallas area, as well as just taking a small group, 6-10 people, and just doing that. And some of them will do it at their pace and then we'll regroup, and others will keep up with me and we'll go at a faster pace. But the ability to have somebody who decodes stuff all the way is the gold for them. That's what really happens, and the Americans really respond to that.
Allow me to point out, after being on your website, there is no surprise that you are impressive in all regards to the U.S. folks there. It is quite interesting as well how different design and architecture is around the world. Having been in Europe for some time and other parts of the world, your design is certainly unique and impressive. So folks, you need to check it out online. We'll give you that website a little later. I've got one more question for you before you go. What are you looking forward to this year, and when it comes to continuing to dominate the design space? Talk to us about that in conclusion.
Look, the things I'm looking forward to most this year, there's a couple of big projects that we've been working on that will they'll get out of the ground, and we will start to see some, you know, some beautiful building stuff. But one of the things that happens with designing a new home and building it, having it built, you know, is it's a process, and it takes, in some of these places, you know, 2 years, 18 months, might be over a year in the build stage, and it might be 6 more or more months in the planning stage. And we've got a couple of ones that have been in that sort of 1 year to 2 year gap now that are about to break ground in the next month. And it's going to be so exciting to share that journey with my client as that place starts to get built. And there'll be all the uncertainty about whether it's right or wrong, and whether this is should have been here or shouldn't have been here, because, you know, they're able to question that. And so taking them and guiding them through that's going to be an absolute joy. And then, of course, new projects that will come on as well is always super exciting, because it's new people, it's new ideas, and it's taking them to somewhere that is specifically for them. So I am so looking forward to these ones coming out of the ground, and super, super excited about designing some new ones. That is, as I say, it's a really humbling thing to be trusted to create a home for a family or a home for a couple that is going to be there for, whether they own it or not, for 100 years or more. That home's going to make a significant impact. And so it's a real honor, I think, to be given that opportunity to work like that with people. So that's my big joy coming for this year, and hopefully I can really nail it and do something special for absolutely everybody that comes through the door.
Exciting times for sure for you, and really have appreciated your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio covering design, and has been quite interesting as well. If listeners wanted to reach out and get more information on you and your work, where's the best place online to do so?
My web address is www, of course, and then .ar, which stands for Adrian Ramsey, ardesignhouse.com. And so they can find me there really easily. They can find me under Adrian Ramsey Design House on Facebook, and they can find me under Adrian Ramsey on Instagram. They will also find me on LinkedIn under Adrian Ramsey, and they will also find me on YouTube. So it's pretty easy to find me, but the website is probably the easiest direct route, but they'll find me on any of those other genres. Instagram's a little harder to find because, you know, there could be 1,000 Adrian Ramseys in the world, but Adrian Ramsey Design House on Facebook, so I'll by all means pop up when doing that search.
And of course, we'll drop links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Ramsey, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Eric, thank you. It was really a big pleasure for me.
Hey, and you're more than welcome. Our pleasure as well. We've been speaking with Adrian Ramsey, who is design director of Adrian Ramsey Design House, an award-winning Queensland-based design studio designing custom new homes, renovations, and additions with a passion for delivering their clients' wants and desires with sustainable and livable design. And for all the details, visit ardesignhouse.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.